الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Today we find generally many people are feeling very down, depressed, etc. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahullah has taught us a wonderful wazifa, and one of our friends refreshed it again, and it is something that we all should try and read. Hazrat says that if we find in our house there is a lot of fighting carrying on, people are unhappy, everyone is, they are sick people, all problems in the house, a person doesn't know which direction to turn to, then this wazifa is very, 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 very valuable. And it isn't only for the home, but generally many people are feeling down, they feel we're going to crack any time, we have lost it all, everything, where there is destruction everywhere, we don't see any light in front, people are feeling very down. So for that, this wonderful wazifa which Hazrat has taught. Hazrat said, read, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. The three names of Allah which are in Bismillah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Hazrat said, you can read it that way, or you can read it with great passion and with feeling, and like you are seeing Allah, that you are speaking to Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. And then Hazrat adds also, together with that, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Rabbi Khirli, Wa Anta Khairul Rahimin. O Allah, forgive me, you are the best of those who show mercy. Wa Anta Arhamul Rahimin, O Allah, the mercy, the most mercy you show. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and inform our friends and whoever we can, this is a wonderful wazifa. And Allahu Akbar. Ulama have written, Al-Khayru Kathirun, that goodness is in abundance. How many other beautiful, beautiful du'as. One, of course, which hopefully we should never forget, that the three quls with Bismillah, every day after Fajr, after Maghrib. So anyway, so there is a lot of goodness. Al-Khayru Kathirun, wa fa'iluhu qaleelun. There is a lot of goodness, but the doers of it are very few. One time, even Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum explained the virtues of a certain amal, and he explained what the great virtues are, but he said very few will do it. So, unfortunately, Allah make us amongst those few who will do it. The few who will do, they will be very, very fortunate. So even like Durood Sharif, we heard just now all the great virtues, but how many of us are really reading our Durood? To read every day Durood, to read more Durood Sharif on Fridays, each one of us, we can still ask ourselves, am I doing it? My three quls, am I doing it? Many people are feeling that they are influenced by Jadu, etc. The solution is so easy in the Quran Sharif. Just Ayatul Kursi, our three quls, etc. So many du'as of protection we have got. We just do that, but unfortunately we are not prepared to do the shortcut, the easy, the cheap way, but we are prepared to go the long cut, go by amil after amil. And unfortunately, landing up at Sangomas also, and at a fortune tellers also, and at other people also. Once a person takes that route, then really it just takes a person to worse and worse things. And then how much money how much time goes in all that. And to do the basics of deen, Allah give us all tawfiq. So Allah give us tawfiq. Also another thing, we all should check ourselves also. We should have done it. How many of us are doing it? We are all well aware. We lament and we cry about the condition of Saudi Arabia. Right in Medina Sharif, cinemas, music, concerts, etc. Who can tolerate this? And you want to, in Jeddah, all the music concerts which is part of the Haram. Jeddah is included. And all these things are happening already. But how many of us have, the most perhaps we'll just curse them. We'll make dua. To make dua that Allah remove all these things. That Allah change the hearts of the people, the rulers there. How many of us are making those du'as? Or just, oh Allah, stop all these things. If we really du'a, nobody has stopped us from. All of us, we don't have control over the Haramain Sharifain. We don't have control over anyone else's life. Nor the husband hasn't got control over the wife's life. Wife hasn't got control over the husband's life. But du'a we all can make. So Allah will ask us, you knew about all these things happening. How much you could do? Du'a you could make? Did you make du'a? So unfortunately, we just resort to bad du'a. We don't make du'a that these things must be removed. We will make du'a for the rulers there. Or anywhere else, anything happens. We are in a habit of making lot of bad du'a. Or we just say that how much du'a must we make? As if we're hardly making du'as. And as though we are making lot of du'as. Or that everyone is making du'as. But who is making du'as? Du'a is such a thing, so many ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala has given. One greatest ni'mat is the ni'mat of du'a. And Allah has given it to each and every person. Just like willpower, Allah has given everyone. No matter what gunas it can be, which a person feels, I just can't resist, whether it's drugs, whether it's alcohol, whatever it can be. When it comes to looking at strange women, we all say, you've got the willpower not to look. For everything, Allah has given us the willpower. But we are not using it. The same way dua, Allah has given us. But we are not using the dua. Even for all our bad habits, dua we should be making. So Allah give us the tawfiq to make dua. Further than that, each one of us think, what more can I do? If Allah has to ask us that how much you could do, did you do when you knew my haram of Makkah, my rosa, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his great and honorable position, and all this bi-hurmati, this disrespect, and right at the doorstep of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when all this was happening, what did you do? For example, we can all send an email to the Saudi, to the king. Every government has got a certain place we should try and find out and spread it to the others. Where we, what's the address, what's the link. We can register our objection. And Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif is not the heritage of any people. It's the whole world's Muslims' place. So every Muslim who feels hurt about this, at least we can register that I disagree with this, I hate this, this should come to a stop. In a nice way, we don't have to be vulgar and rude or anything, but how many, and those where there are organizations, if we can also submit memorandums to the embassies, Saudi embassies, anywhere in the world, we try and go and submit it. We can do that. And all the governments of the world, the embassies, they accept it. You go and you present it that we have got this objection. And in a nice, suitable way, we are Muslims and we don't like this. We don't want all this to be happening. But how much are we doing? Allah give us all tawfiq that we, the du'as we make, that we should not let up at all on that. We should be really and consciously making, be making du'a. And from there we can measure our own iman also. That just the feelings we got, and the feelings the most that it comes out is in baddua. That may Allah curse these people or something. That doesn't solve the problem. We are missing the whole target. To solve the problem really, if we have some aqal, if we think that we have got intelligence, then the objective must be realized. And then if we can, who can, and how much we can, register our objection. In whichever way, in any other way we can do it, whoever, in whichever way, when these wrongs are being done so blatantly and so openly, and right, like putting daggers in the hearts of the believers, and yet we are just sitting quiet, we are doing nothing. And then the result of that goes that now our own masjids are getting closed also. And worse than that, we ourselves closing our masjids. And when Allah's azab comes like that, it is said that when the death of a fox comes, it runs itself to the lion. That the lion is going to eat it now. It just loses its direct. It runs itself to the lion. So we also, when our destruction is coming, Allah save us all, then we are closing our masjids with our own hands. The very centers of all the goodness that there can be are the masajid of Allah Ta'ala. And we want to keep away. How much of us, we're discouraging our family people, whoever we can, don't go to the masjid. You'll get the virus there. We're discouraging people to go to the masjid. Hey, that is the last place that we can discourage anyone. And all the other places, we allow them all to go. Whether it is the shopping malls, whether it is the stadiums, whether it is other places, there we are all encouraging one another to go. And to the house of Allah, which is the source, the super spiritual hospital Allah has made, and which cures all our diseases. In the masajid of Allah, وَجَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. All goodness Allah Ta'ala has kept in the masajid. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. This wrong that we are seeing, and this is a thing which generally also brings the azab of Allah when we don't do amr bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar. There is so much wrong that is happening. Today our own children, they're dressing, or the wives dressing for example, and we don't say a word about it. And worse is when we don't feel anything about it in the heart. We should try and change it with our hearts also. That is by making dua. Do with our heart at least we should try and change it. And the worst that we don't even now regard it as an evil. And this is what happens. When we don't stop wrong, then the wrong overtakes us so much that we don't think it's wrong at all. Then for example, our own Muslim woman, and in good homes, in the houses, they wear top and pants, which is not our dress at all. Jeans, for example. All these things here, our young girls, young boys, wearing and making namaz with it also. And that is not our dressing at all. But when we don't talk about it, we don't think about it, we don't stop it, today nobody thinks of it as bad. And also Allah Ta'ala's system, when there are protocols when we come to the masjid, our dressing must be according to the protocols of deen. The proper deeni dress we should have. Nobody worried about it. There's a nikah taking place in the masjid. A person comes with a three-piece suit. He comes with a tie or a bow tie or a tie pun. Everything complete to the T, the wrong way of life. All that, and nobody ever even says anything, or even now we don't think about it bad also. Not even in the heart it comes that we make a dua, Allah change this condition. Allah change the heart of this person. We don't do that also. Then as a punishment also, then Allah put the other protocols. And not that Allah appointed the government to come in and enforce those protocols. Allah made them, we ourselves, to enforce those protocols. And worse than that, we enforce them more harder than what the government even does. Then what even the kuffar do, we as Muslims, And we, as the mutawallis of the masjid, we enforce these protocols and we enforce them so hard. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that what we can do in all our matters, dua is a thing which nobody should give up on that. And we each one even ask ourselves, have I got a slot for dua in my 24 hours? I've got time for my breakfast, I've got time for my newspaper, time to check my messages, time for everything. And mashallah, deeni people, time for namaz also we make sure we got. But when is my slot of dua? And in fact, we should have a few slots of dua, where the special times when duas are accepted. Allah give tawfiq, we get up at tahajjud time, that is a special time, with our tahajjud namaz and other ibadat, to specify and allocate time for dua specifically. Time before maghrib, that is quite easy. We all can come 5 minutes earlier, engage in dua, and then if Allah gives the tawfiq, we will realize 5 minutes is not enough. And then automatically, and dua is also the means to gain connection with Allah Ta'ala. Dua is the connection with Allah Ta'ala. And when we make dua, we are connecting and we are begging Allah. And Allah loves the person who makes dua. Allah hates the person who doesn't make dua. Yeah, in this world, if we have to ask somebody for a gift, if we go to somebody, we ask him, give me this as a gift. The person will, this person gone off, or what's wrong with this person? And if it is like from in madrasa, Darul Uloom, and you go and ask for gift, donation is separately for the madrasa, but you go and ask him for a gift for yourself. He will inform the other people, just see what's wrong with this person. He's coming and asking us for gifts here. And so the people will think you are mad. On the other hand, when you don't ask gifts from Allah, Allah says there's something very wrong with you. Allah demands that we ask gifts from Him. People will turn us away. They will write us off as mad people. There is a psychiatric case. There is a mad person, this person. But Allah, when you don't ask Him, He says this person is a mad person. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. Those who don't ask me and of haughtiness, they will go straight into Jahannam. How much Allah wants us to ask Him. And Allah says, ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. You make dua to me, I accept your dua. And between ad'uni and astajib, there is no word in between that I will accept it. I accept it. Allah accepts the dua. So Allah give us tawfiq to make dua with that conviction. Today our iman is being tested. All the time it's tested. But now at different aspects it's being tested. With the Taliban, alhamdulillah, Allah gave them victory. And they are in power, and Allah give them tawfiq that they establish full Sharia rule, law, and make it a khilafat, not a government or Islamic government, but the Islamic khilafat be established. And Allah spread it in the whole world, inshallah. And it is not difficult for Allah at all. And also, many, many times it was seen by the du'as of some person, and some old lady who can't do anything, she's handicapped also. But her du'as, Allah Ta'ala will change, will make it happen. She won't even know herself, but it was her du'as. A young person, somebody way in a jungle somewhere in the world. Somebody right in Europe making du'a. In America making du'a, we don't know. But the du'a that reaches to Allah, then Allah makes other people and makes them stand up. And puts all the qualities in them. They will do all the outward work, which was a dua. Yes. Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, final Nabi of Allah. What a great Nabi. What kamalat in everything Allah Ta'ala has blessed. What every special quality of every Nabi was. More than that, it was full in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether it was the dua of Nuh, the da'wat of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, whether it was the sabr of Shu'aib alayhi salam, whether it was Ayyub alayhi salam, whether it was anything, the miracles of Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, more than what they had, Allah had put it all and given it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where Allah Ta'ala commanded the malaika to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam, sajda of respect and honor, a sajda of greeting to him. What a great thing. But Allah Himself was not part of it. If Allah did even make, it wouldn't be for any ibadat. It's impossible. It's a, and who's the ibadat? But for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Durood Sharif, Allah Himself is sending Durood. And Allah starts with His name first. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. And continuously Allah is sending salawat. So what's the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam? But who is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam? He is the murad of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He is the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And after how long? About 6,000 years later, our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came in the world. So the dua was made 6,000 years before. And the expression, the zuhur, to make it known, the dua happened six. So we mustn't be too hurry. Many of us, we expect things that I just do this now, this amal, the reward of it is this, you'll see this happening, and we expect it to say it and it must happen. No, by Allah, it doesn't work like that. You persist, you insist, you persist, you keep on begging, it's going to happen. It will happen. And the real result of amal in any case is not in this dunya, it's in akhirah. That is the real place. If Allah gives mu'ajjal, gives it quickly here in this dunya, it's His mehrbani. He gives it here also. He gives it here and there also. It's His kindness. But actually all our deen, our amal are not for dunya. Whatever we do is not to get the benefits of dunya. It is for akhirah. If Allah gives it in dunya also, alhamdulillah. Where the Taliban won the war and they became successful and they completely humiliated and disgraced America. America in every way by their own people, by their own tongue. And what Allah is making them talk, bringing them, taking them lower and lower all the time. This is how Allah works. When your time of destruction comes, at your own hands and with your own hands you bring your destruction. And this is open. So whether that happened or not, the result, the reward is in the akhirah. That is. And that amal are accepted by Allah, which are for akhirah. When Allah does it in dunya also, it's His favors He gives us here in this dunya also. And deen is for this dunya, but deen is really for akhirah. That is the real object. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand. So anyway, with all this, with Shariat law coming, we should all take a little bit of stock of ourselves and see how much are we really happy about it. How much joy did really come in our heart that mashallah, the Taliban, Allah gave them this, what great victory and what qualities they had, what sabr and their mujahada. And it wasn't, it's clear, one great lesson we have to take, which is very clear, it was on no worldly thing. That they had weapons, that's why. Or they had a government, that's why. Whatever little they had, the small government, that was also taken away. What weapons did they have? They no military clothing also. Many of them no sandals also. How they were living, what was it? It was Iman. And in this time, this 21st century, Allah showed us the power of Iman. That this great Iman that they had. And with that, they destroyed not only America, three superpowers. Britain went three times when they were ruling the world. When it was the British flag doesn't set. The sun of Britain doesn't set anywhere in the world. They were ruling how many countries in the world. But when they were completely defeated in Russia with all their cruelty, America with the worst cruelty. And unfortunately, we should also check ourselves, how many of us look up at them as human beings? They are the people. They are seeing to human rights. They are seeing to the rights of the woman, whereas they are the worst terrorists. And they are the worst people with such qualities. You can't imagine, don't know even if Yajuj, Majuj will have such terrible what they are. The worst, but just a screen in front. And we are all fooled. So we should see that our Iman, have we got value for them? Or these Taliban, after what suffering they went through, and what big hearts that they are still forgiving. And they are forgiving people. Pakistan went so much, Mullah Zaif, when they captured him, and Pakistan handed him over to America, and stripped him naked and gave him. And how he suffered there, what torture they put him through. But their hearts are big to fall. So who are human beings? Are these animals human beings? Or these people who they give them the picture of being animals, or are they human beings? And we should see today many of us feel very much that unfortunately the enemies are the enemies, we can't expect anything of them. But our people who feel that now Taliban rule, the world is going backwards again. And Muslims, they take Afghanistan backwards again. And whereas we ourselves speak of the good old days. When the good old days come back, we speak and we know that they can't come back. But they are bringing them back. And everything, the more we go back, and the back is up to the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah declared, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. The perfection and the height of perfection was at the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam himself said, Islam is like that beautiful building that was being built. And one brick was left to complete its perfection. I am that brick. And I completed it and I perfected it. And Allah declares that I have akmaltu lakum deenakum. I have completed your whole way of life. How a human being must live, by which he surpasses the malaika also. I have given you that way of life. In everything. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نَعْمَتِي. My special favor, I've completed it on you. It's my special favor also, and in completion I've given it to you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And I have chosen Islam as that religion. So that now coming to the Islam, and we regard it as backwards. How can that be? And going away from Islam, we regard that as being progressive. Women, when they throw their clothes off, we regard that as being progressive. And when they are treated like valuable people, and they are kept in like a diamond, you don't throw it around on the street. You don't keep it in the house, in the lounge, in front or anywhere. It's kept in a very safe place. All the jewelry is kept in a very safe place. So the women are much more valuable than even jewelry. They are not women that are like stones that are lying on the street. Muslim women have got great value. So this is what Allah Ta'ala has given. So for us to regard that as going backwards, that is a very dangerous thing. This is reaching. Now we have to go back, but till the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Before that, the Ayyami Jahiliyyah, like Judge Akbar Allahabadi said, that this new Zamana, it is just shining outside, but inside it is stinking. Which we say, Bana Beta Blank, Bana Stank. Outside it is just, and this is what their life is. There is no Husle Janabat in them. And there is no real bathing also in them. It is just all cosmetics, all perfumes that they use, and they make themselves look very clean, etc. How many of them? Pubic hair, etc. There is no khatna in them, circumcision. Amount of dirt that is kept in the body. There is no istinja in them. When you don't make istinja from number one and number two, even worse, you don't wash, then all that dirt is in your clothing. But they are regarded as clean people. And Muslims, they are regarded as dirty people. When for Muslims, wuzu, 5 times a day, otherwise at least 2-3 times if somebody's wuzu stays longer, and you are cleaning yourself, what greater? And the best purifier is water. That Allah has given us to purify ourselves. So everything, when for example, a girl, she works at home, serves her family, the mother looks after the children, young girl look after her mother, parents, etc., they are backwards, they are not going out to offices. But the same work they do of serving, cooking, serving, they do it in a restaurant as a waitress, in an aeroplane as an air hostess, the same work, and now strangers. And those people are interfering with them also. And their respect is totally lost, but that is progress. So Allah give us the ayah to understand that what it is to go be going front. To go front is to go back till the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To go more back than that is again jahiliyyah. And this going front away from the way of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is this jahiliyyah we are going through. So we have to check our iman. According to some ulama, the tests are now very, very clear. Allah is putting the test to see who is on which side. And each one of us must see for myself, which side am I? And those who are on the wrong side, Allah won't use them. They'll be thrown out on the way. So if you are Allah, make it that we are on the right side. And then Allah will use us for this great mission. And that what this clear sign of Afghanistan being conquered by their own people, they liberated it, and they are called terrorists. Others who came and overtake the country, they are regarded as liberators, who take away other people. Somebody who takes your house away, he is regarded as a liberator. And you fight for your house back, you are regarded as a terrorist. This upside down world, Allah Ta'ala, save us and save our iman, and let us make shukr to Allah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.